Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
I'm Rome Carey, Managing Editor of The Nation, and I'm here today with Robert Reich, who is a professor of political economy and prolific author and former labor secretary in the administration of Bill Clinton. Welcome, Bob.
Well, hello, Rome.
Bob, you've written an article for our latest issue called Mitt Romney and the New Gilded Age, in which you talk about extreme disparities of wealth. And you start off your piece talking about the latest political hullabaloo about Bain Capital, which is the private equity firm that Mitt Romney founded about 20 years ago, and the back and forth between Obama administration officials and Romney about how many jobs did it lose or did it gain jobs, how many were sent overseas or not overseas. And you point out that this is really kind of beside the point, that there is a structural crisis in this country that has been going on for decades, and it's much deeper than Bain Capital or Mitt Romney. Could you talk about that? Explain what you mean by this structural crisis.
Well, the structural crisis is something that Mitt Romney represents. He epitomizes, and that's why I wish the White House and other Democrats would connect the dots. I mean, it's not just Bain Capital. It's also an extraordinary increase in the concentration of income and wealth at the very top of our society. It's also a financial system that has got completely out of control. I mean, Bain Capital is doing many of the same things that other Wall Street banks have done in terms of loading companies up with debt, using the tax system and loopholes in the tax system to make enormous wealth for themselves, and shifting the risks and costs onto workers and onto taxpayers. I mean, that's what Wall Street has been doing. That's why we had the crisis that culminated in the near crash of 2008, the near meltdown. It was a crash for most people, but for Wall Street, it was a near meltdown, and the great bailout of Wall Street. It's also simultaneously connecting another dot. It's a structural crisis in which, because of the domination of Wall Street and the extraordinary concentration of income and wealth at the top, and the utilization of all of these tax benefits, the wealthy have extraordinary political power to reduce their taxes even further. It's no accident that private equity managers like Mitt Romney are able to pay less than 14% rate of taxes on incomes of, well, Romney's over the last 2 years that he's reported was $20 million or more each year. It's all of a piece. I mean, the reason that they get these tax loopholes and are allowed to pay such low taxes on such extraordinary fortunes is they have so much political power. And then add that to a final data point, a final dot, and that is the amount of money now pouring into our political system, undermining our democracy, making it impossible for average people and their voices to be heard, is due to a Supreme Court and a decision that was backed very much by Republicans, regressive Republicans, Citizens United, that opened the floodgates. And where is Wall Street and the wealthy now putting most of their money? They're putting it behind their candidate, Mitt Romney, who promises to repeal the only major piece of reform legislation of Wall Street we have, which is Dodd-Frank. You see, connect the dots and you have a picture of Mitt Romney as reflecting and epitomizing the structural crisis we have in this country.
You say that Democrats aren't really attacking this in a direct way. Why do you think they're not doing it?
The most obvious theory is the Democrats, at least since Tony Coelho was in the House, have been drinking at the same trough of Wall Street primarily, but also the very rich. So they don't want to indict all of Wall Street. I mean, even after Obama went after Bain Capital, you saw some Democrats who were either on Wall Street or of Wall Street or dependent on Wall Street condemning, criticizing the president for doing that. It's hard for Democrats to bite the hands that feed them. But there may be also a deeper reason I allude to in my article, and that is that if you connect the dots and draw the broad criticism that needs to be drawn of where America is right now and the structural crisis of this country, which is both economic and a crisis of democracy, then you are almost bound by recognizing it to come up with solutions that bear some proportionality and some reasonable relationship to solving the crisis. But that's something that the Democrats and President Obama, the White House, have not been willing or able to do, partly maybe because they lack the courage to do it, or they lack the imagination, or they lack the political will in this environment. But somebody has got to do that. And if it's not going to be Obama and the Democrats, who is it going to be? I mean, leadership is all about not leading people to where they already are. I mean, they know where they are. They've already been there. Leadership is about leading them to where they should be, opening their eyes, explaining, educating. And most people, they know individual dots. They know about the extraordinary concentration of income and wealth. They know what the financial community has wrought with regard to the crisis of 2008 and the continuing economic crisis. They know about money pouring into politics right now. They can see it. They know about the abuse of political power that has come from all of this wealth and income. But if you don't connect the dots for people, and you don't show them how each dot is related to the other, and you don't connect Romney to those dots, then it seems to me you don't have much of a chance, if you are elected or reelected, to do much about all of this.
Thanks so much. Read Robert Reich's latest book, Beyond Outrage: What Has Gone Wrong with Our Economy and Our Democracy and How to Fix It, and read especially his article in the latest issue of The Nation, Mitt Romney and the New Gilded Age. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks very much, Ron. Bye-bye.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.